Back to our top story, the president's decision to fire FBI Director James Comey. The surprise dismissal has been criticized by Democrats and some Republicans, and it's also raised suspicion because Comey was leading the FBI's investigation into possible collusion between Trump campaign advisors and Russia during the presidential election. Joining us now is Malcolm Nance, who was a career intelligence officer and is now the executive director of the Terror Asymmetrics Project. He's also author of the book, The Plot to Hack America. Malcolm, welcome back.
Hi, good to be here.
And what was your reaction when you heard about Comey's firing?
Well, like everyone else, it was shock that the president would take this unprecedented step. And then, of course, it appeared that the president wanted to head off whatever investigations that Comey was leading. And the information that we've been getting over the last 24 hours seems to support that greatly.
What do you mean? What information are you talking about?
Well, I mean, just the very fact that they used a patently ridiculous explanation that they were going after Comey and wanted to remove him because they thought Democrats would be happy on the way that Hillary Clinton was treated in the election, when in fact Comey is carrying out one of the most serious investigations that, to be quite honest, one of the most serious investigations in U.S. history. It is not a regular FBI investigation. It is a spy hunting investigation. It's being led by the FBI's counterintelligence division. They are designed to root out either ISIS terrorists or foreign intelligence assets or U.S. citizens who are in cooperation with them. So unless someone in the White House is working for ISIS, it spells out that their connections to Russia are considered by the very nature of the investigation to be associated with some form of espionage or collusion with Moscow.
What do you think happens to the FBI investigation now?
Well, the counterintelligence officers who are carrying out this investigation, they are relentless bloodhounds, and they are not going to take any kind of, curbing of their enthusiasm, so to speak, from no matter who is director. However, that being said, should the White House order a shutdown of this investigation? Should a loyalist like Rudy Giuliani or someone even as bizarre as Sheriff Clark from Ohio be put into the job and somehow confirmed? These are career officers, and if they find malfeasance, I have faith that they won't walk away from that.
Are you concerned that Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, is one of the people interviewing the potential replacements for Comey, and he is somebody who had recused himself from anything to do with the Russia investigation?
Absolutely. Jeff Sessions should have had nothing to do with the memorandum that fired Director Comey. And by using the excuse that Comey was unfair to Hillary Clinton, and that's the reason that the attorney general decided to recommend firing him to President Trump. Again, it's laughable. However, he had promised to recuse himself from all matters related to Russia. So he used this fig leaf to as an excuse to actually go ahead and fire him by claiming it was something completely different. I think that we are in a situation where the attorney general can no longer be trusted to execute his office as the chief law enforcement officer for the United States.
How do you think Comey's legacy is shaping up at this point? How would you describe his tenure at the FBI?
Well, it's mixed. And, you know, to a certain extent, I can understand why he would get involved in the politics of the Hillary Clinton investigation last year. And even his statement last October, which many people took as some form of intervention, and why he would never discuss a counterintelligence investigation, even if it was related to Donald Trump. They are just two entirely different types of FBI investigation. Counterintelligence is the single most serious type of investigation we have, and Comey was just never going to talk about that. Now, the question is, he's being called before the Senate Intelligence Committee next week. He may be forced to talk about that, either publicly or in closed session.
That's Malcolm Nance, who was a career intelligence officer and is the author of the book, The Plot to Hack America. Malcolm, thanks as always for joining us.
It's my pleasure.